Thank you for calling XBL. My name is Kenya. How may I assist you?
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Gabe at store 0147. I have a question as far as a PO for a measure and install, if I can give that to you and see if you got any info on it.
Yes, you can provide me with the PO.
4745-8301.
I wouldn't be able to look it up by, do you have like a external number?
Let me go back, sorry.
It's okay.
Trying to see if there's any other, the only other real information I see is besides the customer's information, Mark Cohen, I don't know if that helps. I don't see nothing else on the.
Okay, can you provide me with the customer zip code?
30518.
And do you have like what date the measurement was supposed to take place on?
Date of the measure. Let's see. Sorry, it's a lot going on with this order. I'm just trying to figure out even what. I don't know if it was. There's nothing really that says when it was. It's just I see the sheet that we have, like the little form that we're supposed to fill out with the model numbers and everything like that. But everything that I see is the last thing that they said specifically about the remeasure or measure rebid was on 3/30.
What's the customer's name?
Mark, M-A-R-C, Cohen, C-O-H-E-N.
Just bear me one moment while I try to get this order pulled up because it's kind of difficult not having an external number.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
She's trying to see when it was originally scheduled for, but there's nothing that says. And the PO doesn't.
It may actually be a special order, but delivery they got delayed. Like a month and a half.
Yeah, it's not letting me pull up any information. How long ago was this scheduled?
So the appliances were received on, he actually just received the appliances today, just now, but that's the thing is I don't see anything that specifically says, let me go back to the measure, I'm sorry. Let me see. Originally it says 3/16. Let me see if there's another any information as far as an external number now that.
Can you provide me with the customer's phone number?
Yes, ma'am. 770-789-6048.
I'm going to try to pull it up by phone number and see if it works that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was there in the morning. I got the tracks on the powder from the pocket.
It takes a little longer to get it pulled up with the phone number, but just bear me a few more minutes.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Where do I get everything from here, Jake?
Yeah.
Where do you got to park over there? On the streets, between Dingo. I think we should take the place and,
Like your keys? No, but there's an extra set in the gas tank if you need to peek in the house. Did you lock yourself out? No. Oh. No, not that. No, I mean I got mine, but they're for my car. But. And you were only in the house and by the trailer. Yeah. Where'd you set them, you remember? Yeah. Let me text Kat just to make sure our kid didn't grab. I don't think so, because she didn't have anything that I remember. But,
okay,
yeah.
So it's not letting me pull up any information with the phone number or the name or the zip code.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have to give you this number to reach because it's probably not in our system. The number is... 844 742-5976, and it'll be option 4 once you get on the line.
All right. There is one more number. I don't know if that, like you were asking me for an external number. I don't know if this is
okay.
Even the right format. I printed out the measure, like, documents, and maybe it is. I don't know. I'll give it to you, and then if it works, it does. If not, then whatever.
Okay. What's the number?
It starts with 000-048-8723.
Okay, it wasn't able to let me pull it up by that number. I do apologize.
No worries. Thank you for trying. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling XBO. Hope you get that straight. I'm sorry about that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.